Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Fly.
You're welcome, Aaron.
Last night's school board meeting, there were a couple of public hearings set for the next school board meeting, which would be April 9th, and having to do with fairly big items, the proposed budget for the 2012-2013 school year and the proposed calendar for the 2012-2013 school year. I wanted to start with the budget. Mr. Mobley said last that after everything was said and done, the proposed tax rate was actually going to be lower this year.
Yeah, the board did approve the publication of the budget and set the hearing for April 9th. The property tax asking will be approximately $400,000 less for next year than it was for this year, which would be a rate cut of about $1.15 per thousand. So, we're happy with that. Part of that, of course, has to deal with declining enrollment and so forth, but we're happy that the property tax asking is back down to where it was a couple years ago. And this will be the final year, fiscal year 2013 will be the final year for collecting taxes for the debt for the building of the high school. So that will result in another decrease for 2014.
That's just basically some of the efficiencies that you guys have made over the past couple of years that have helped bring that back down to where it was previously?
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it, yes.
Okay. And also, hearing set for the proposed calendar 2012-2013, any big changes that are going to be made on that from this year to next year? Or?
No, there really aren't any big changes. School districts are just required to hold a public hearing if the calendar includes what the state calls an early start. And an early start is if classes start before the week in which the 1st of September falls. We want to start classes next year, August 20th, which is a routine, typical time of the year for us to start, but you still have to go through the process. And we'll start classes August 20th. The scheduled end of classes is the final day of May in 2013. Next year, we'll have a week-long spring break. Some people might not realize we alternate. Some years we'll have the week-long spring break, and then the next year we will not. And that's just something that several years ago we found that it was kind of a 50-50 split between parents and teachers. Some liked it and some didn't, so we just alternate years now.
Sure. And also last night you approved several sharing agreements, and it's just kind of nice to be able to see, area school districts working together on certain things like that.
Yeah, Aaron, for several years we've provided opportunities for students from other schools within the county to attend our alternative high school, so we renew those sharing agreements every year. We also share teacher librarians with Pleasantville and Sheraton, so we will renew those contracts. Connie Bold, our Director of Food Services, spends a little bit of time in Melcher Dallas. We want to renew that. And then also boys soccer, girls soccer. We'll have a student this year, I think, from Melcher Dallas playing boys soccer. Girls in the past from Pleasantville have participated in soccer here. And we send boys and girls to Indianola for swimming. So those are just kind of routine now, but still offers more opportunities for kids and opportunities for school districts to share services and programs.
And I guess the other thing that I noticed last night too, just starting to get going now on approving contracts for teachers next year that are maybe will be new or replacements for teachers that are retiring this year. And that's an exciting process as well for the principals to have those interviews.
Yeah, Aaron, it's really tough to lose good quality people, and we're losing a lot of really good teachers this year. On the other hand, it's exciting to talk to prospective new teachers to the district. We interview a lot of candidates for various teaching positions. It's always exciting to talk to those new people and listen to their enthusiasm and their excitement about beginning their teaching careers. Sometimes we hire brand new teachers out of college. Sometimes we hire teachers with a few years of experience. It just kind of depends on the pool that's available. Naturally, some positions there are a lot more candidates than for others. But we work very hard during the interview process and contacting previous employers and people who provide recommendations for those people to get the right fit for our school district.
All right, and finally, I know you've had your eye on the Capitol. I just wanted to get you any final or any kind of running thoughts that you have, and I imagine there's quite a bit that you've thought of over the past month, but any running thoughts you have on especially the education plan and how things kind of are stalled up there and whatnot?
Well, I guess everybody's kind of playing the waiting game. We just don't know. We know that there's a lot of disagreement between the Senate version of the education reform package and the House version, and there's also differences in what the governor and Director Glass want. So we're kind of all waiting to see what kind of compromises or deals sometimes are made. I think what concerns most superintendents and school board members is funding, because some of these changes that are being talked about and I think will be implemented are going to cost funds. And there's not much talk about providing support, financial support for those changes. So that's a little bit concerning to those of us trying to provide some programs and leadership for our schools.
Especially, I imagine, when it's coming so late in the year and you don't know when the changes will be implemented necessarily.
Yeah, I think they're talking about making some changes immediately and then putting some in place over time. So we'll just have to wait and see where it comes. But, you know, it's almost April.
Sure.
And the legislature and legislators said they would finish on time this year. So we'll just hope that there isn't a lot of legislation put together haphazardly and without a lot of thought.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, Aaron, it's been a great spring, great winter. It's kind of nice not to have to worry about the weather, and hopefully we won't have to worry about that through April.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Fleck.
You bet, Aaron.